Hello everyone, welcome back to your favorite show, Teen Talks Podcast. My name is Mrigesh and I'm the host of this podcast. Today's guest is my brand new friend, Ms. Jyoti Pandey. She's a computer science and engineering student, has amazing leadership qualities, is courageous, has a sense of justice and equality, and obviously stands out of the crowd. By the way, I forgot to thank you all my listeners for the support you gave me for episode 1. And the suggestions you gave, and honestly, that means a lot to me. So I asked for suggestions and questions for this episode in my social media accounts, and yeah, I got a bunch of questions and suggestions, among which we are going to discuss one of it. It is from Jyoti Pandey, our today's guest. So Jyoti, may I put you on the spot?
Obviously, it's better than your jibber jabber.
Such a rebellious response. I can sense increased level of adrenaline in your body.
Genius things. Whatever.
Come on, tell your question to our listeners.
Every phase of life we pass, there is some disagreement with the existing system. The major rejections we, as teens, face is from our parents and elders in society. The frequencies of our thoughts don't match. But every soul needs acceptance. Every individual has a different way to be at peace with themselves. Some have discovered and some are still exploring. So I want to talk about how should we respond to this generation gap.
Okay. Let's simplify your question. You trying to say that your ideas are different from elders due to which restrictions are imposed on kids of our age?
Like
we can't go out and party with friends? We are supposed to not make friends of opposite gender. Girls aren't allowed to wear dress of their choice. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, exactly.
See, all these things are a result of poor education, outdated ideas, and we have underestimated the power of culture and creating violence within our families. See, you said elderly people impose restrictions on us, right? And we don't like that. So why would they do the things that make us unhappy? Listen, every parent wants to raise a kid that becomes great, full with good values, manners, without any flaw. For that, they try to take decisions for you which they think are right and will shape your future. But in reality, those decisions destroy you. They crush you. Parents think if you party or hang out with friends, you will learn bad habits. If you hang out with boys, you will become drug addict or society will not accept you. And they start taking your decisions on their own, from their point of view. According to me, every parent should teach their kid to take their own decisions.
True. The idea of individuality, ye to hamari society mein hai hi nahi. Parents take child's decisions on their own, not agreeing with the mindset of parents, child eventually starts hiding things from parents. And that becomes the sole reason of increasing distance between parents and their child. It can lead to many unhappenings. And this doesn't happen only in families, but in outside world too.
Teens crave autonomy, you know, self-governance. And will avoid truth in order to get it. Using dishonesty can allow teens to do certain things unattainable by their parents. This makes them feel more powerful and more in control of their life. Like me, main marks ke liye jhooth bolta tha. Meri position hoti thi 25th, 26th aur main ghar mein batata tha 3rd, 4th. To iska solution kya hai? I think parents should talk to their kids. Give them more space and let them solve more of their own problems. Parents should talk to their kids about their zone of privacy. Tell the kid is always free to tell parents and elders that they don't want to talk about something and elders should stop asking. The elders just need to fix some bugs and reprogram their brains. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. But if we take a closer look into the society, we see that the condition of girls or women is still much below than the average standard. They are marginalized. What do you think about the equality status of men and women in our society?
In primitive days, the divisions of labor were made, call it gender roles, with women serving as homemakers and caretakers, and men serving as providers and protectors. As the men used to go out, hunt and do more physical work, they evolved as more physically dominating gender. Everything developed, but the roots of inequality started expanding. Women were then forced by the males, rules were made for them not to go out, be a homemaker. So these primitive roots of inequality are the reasons that some people don't allow their daughters and women the outside exposure to the world, and want them to grow up as a woman that serves the primitive gender roles. Even today people say things like, kya ladki kidhar hai ro raha hai? Be strong, be a man. Wait, what? Are women not strong? And why men can't cry? They too are humans. Jab bhi gender equality ki baat ho, people start talking about women only. So basically, main yahi kehna chahta hoon, gender equality is not about women. It's about both men and women. If you think gender equality is necessary, you have to change the root ideas of human mentality that is still primitive. If you teach your daughter the skills that you teach your son, our battle is won.
Yeah, gender inequality is not about any specific gender. But it is also a fact that women are more suppressed and in minority. That's why right now I'm talking about them. But the battle has started. Women are continuously proving that they can also earn and be a provider at some time. But I think the suppression of women has won more cause. The mindset of most of the people that money is everything. They think it's not related to gender inequality, but it has been the cause. People think that the one who doesn't earn money doesn't have a value. As women were not working for money, people started taking them as burdens, ignoring the things women are providing and started suppressing them more.
Some people say that restrictions are placed for your security. What would you say about it?
My parents also say this. I remember after the end of first semester, we were supposed to go home that evening only. The day exams were over. My father didn't allow me to go by myself in the evening, calling it safety reasons. Risk management is a technique promoted by authorities. Don't wear skirts, don't walk alone, don't make friends with boys, don't use headphones or phones on the streets. Lists are made for women on how not to provoke men.
If a child is 18, they are counted as grown-ups. That means they can go out, do whatever they want, wear whatever suits them. Elders need to realize this. They can't control them anymore. What a child wants from elders? A support, a safe place, and an unconditional love? That's it?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about the restrictions that are imposed on the basis of who are your friends, who you go out with, who you party and hang out with, and who you date?
Like parents don't let us date someone? It makes our values low. I'm not able to think parents' concern in this case.
Nowadays, dating labels like boyfriend, girlfriend, and together from a sixth class kiddo. You know what that means? That kid is sitting next to someone special at their lunch or hanging out at recess. Oh my god, a sixth grader? Really?
I think parents do have this concern that we might not be able to choose someone genuine. They think we are still a sixth grader and do not let us take our own decisions, due to which conflicts arise between parents and their children.
Everyone knows teen years aren't easy. As hormones fly, we have to deal with a fair share of conflict. और मेरे ख्याल से उनको लड़ झगड़ कर नहीं समझाया जाता, उनको उन्हीं के तरीके से समझाया जाता है, जैसे जैसे कृष्ण भगवान डेटेड राधा.
या गुड पॉइंट.
अनजान इंसान से शादी करने से अच्छा है कोई पहले किसी को जान ले, तो उसमें क्या प्रॉब्लम है. एंड दैट इज़ अ डेफिनेशन ऑफ डेटिंग.
As we are in the same college, we should also talk about the conservative cultures जो हमारे college में चल रहे हैं. Like students are not allowed to raise a voice, man. Girls and boys can't walk together. Outing की दिक्कत, classes नहीं होती, पानी तक मत नहीं आता, and हम demand भी नहीं कर सकते.
Freedom of voice, freedom of choice. These are the basic rights, and should be in the university laws, I think.
But our basic rights are being suppressed.
Okay, let's break this problem and put it like this. Outside exposure is restricted because of security reasons, geographical reasons, and crime rate. Security reasons include ragging, bullying, and fights. Geographical reasons include danger from wild creatures because of its location, and crime includes theft and rapes. Now, ragging ko base banakar freedom nahi chini ja sakti. Wild creatures ki wajah se hamare college mein night culture to band hai, but din mein iski wajah se koi restriction nahi hona chahiye. And third, crime rate is quite low in that area.
अरे खतरा हो या ना हो उसकी वजह से फ्रीडम नहीं छीन सकते. दैट्स अ बेसिक राइट. लेट मी टेल यू अबाउट पिंजरा तोड़ एक्टिविस्ट. सो पिंजरा तोड़ इज़ अ कलेक्टिव ऑफ वुमेन स्टूडेंट्स और एल्यूमिनाई ऑफ कॉलेजेस अक्रॉस दिल्ली. द मेन स्पेसिफिक गोल ऑफ पिंजरा तोड़ इज़ टू एंड द इम्पोजिशंस ऑफ कर्फ्यूज ऑन वुमेन.
दैट्स ग्रेट.
कैन यू टेल मी व्हाट कंजर्वेटिव कल्चर्स डू बॉयज फेस.
या okay, see, the thing is, with the hyped up thing about feminism and women empowerment, I think the country has forgotten that we do have a different race that is surviving out there, and not all of them are potential rapists and molesters. The generalized sentence that all men are same, you would have heard that. Isn't that bad? In India, a woman can file a rape case against man, but a man can't file a rape case against women. Men are abused, false dowry, rape allegations are put on them. As a man, you should have a job, you can't be a homemaker. Is that right in any sense? As a single man, you can't adopt a girl child. Courts are biased and generally stand for women. Boys are told not to cry or share their feelings and keep the thing up to them. Due to this, men have high rates of suicides. There are more crimes for men. They are murdered. Actually, violence against any gender should be an issue for government. All I want to say is that people put really hard cultural rules on being anyone, whether it be man, woman, or kid. It's time we should start thinking, are these rules really logical in any sense? It is totally okay if a boy wants to pursue his hobby. It's okay if he's too tired to leave a seat for women. It's okay if she doesn't like to cook. It's okay if she wants to work and not to be a homemaker. It's okay if kids want to go out with your permission. You need to trust them. It's totally fine if a child wants to play football. And it is okay if he finds it hard to solve math. I think things are changing and our future generations will hopefully have easier lives. What solutions do you think of these problems?
The only solution I see of this problem is communication. I read many articles, saw videos and thought about it. Most of them were like, parents need to understand. They need to become our friends. But I wanted a solution for me, for us. Like, how should we respond? What should we do? So I came to a conclusion it's not always necessary for them to start the conversation. Aren't we mature enough to understand their point of view? Can't we become their friends? Let's break the ice and start the conversation. An effective conversation can solve any problem. It may take some time, but will lead to the solution for sure. And lack of communication leads to misunderstandings. So it's very important. And as you said, उन्हें उन्हीं के तरीके से समझाना पड़ेगा. हो सकता है हमारा तरीका गलत हो, तो तरीका चेंज करो. हर तरीका गलत होगा, ये तो हो नहीं सकता. I'm 100% sure एक दिन वो भी आके कहेंगे, हाँ तू बोल यार अपना.
Absolutely. I think that's enough for today's episode. Our team hopes that this episode will help you to face these challenges. DM me on my social media accounts to tell your story and how you face these challenges. Thank you very much.